We're going to see what's going on out and about Glen Eagles. George, who is our resident golf guy, is taking out the wireless microphone to see who he can run into. Come in, George.
Yeah, you got me?
We got you. Where are you?
I'm just right out by the practice tee, and no participants are here yet. We're still a ways away from our shotgun start, but I think there is somebody here who works. You want to hear about the condition of the golf course?
Sure.
I think we got someone here who's taking care of it. What's your name, sir?
I don't want to be on the radio.
Well, come on. Just talk to us about the course.
I'm not good on radio.
No, come on. What's your name?
Brent Urbacher.
And what do you do here, Glen Eagles?
I'm the acting interim head greenskeeper pro tem.
Okay. Well, the course looks great. You're doing a great job.
Tell him to speak
into
the mic.
In until the regular head greenskeeper gets out of rehab.
So. Okay, you're going to have to speak a little bit louder because we're having a hard time picking you up. So you're the interim greenskeeper.
Right, I'm the interim greenskeeper. I'm just filling in until the regular head greenskeeper gets out of rehab.
Okay. Well, you're doing a great job. The course looks really nice.
Yeah, he hurt his knee.
Okay, well, I hope he gets better.
He had knee replacement surgery. And after that knee replacement, he was having trouble walking, and he had to learn how to walk all over again. And he learned the wrong way, and he was crab walking out here, and it was scaring a lot of the patrons.
Okay, well, I hope he gets better. Talk about what do you do on a daily basis as the interim?
He went in, his wife said that he had to learn how to walk upright again.
Okay, we're back on the walking thing.
He actually got one of his knees installed backwards or something, and it made it particularly...
Okay, I doubt that happened, but...
challenging.
How is the course looking to you, you think?
We're hoping to get him back. What's your name?
George.
George. What we like to do, George, is we like to keep the greens really short here. So they play well.
Well, that's not that unusual. Most greens have the shortest grass. What kind of greens you got here?
Oh, we got that 419 out here and Bermuda.
The fairways, right?
Yeah, the fairways, yeah. Yeah. And then when you get up on the greens, we got that bent grass greens out there. And so
that's kind of tough to keep going in Texas, isn't it?
Look out there. You see that? There's some Canada geese that are running across there. They got some goslings with them.
Yeah, Canadian geese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what are you doing today?
Well, today we're getting ready for a charity tournament for a supply company of some kind. And they're
Hope Supply. It's Craig Miller's Swing for Hope.
That's right. That's right, sir. It is. And so we're getting it all set up. We got all the carts getting ready to get them out there, and hopefully they'll have a good one. I do love this game.
You've been around it a while, have you?
I fell in love with the first time my father took me out to a golf course in Farmers Branch. The name of it escapes me. Is
Brookhaven.
No, I don't think that was it. It was in Farmers Branch.
Yes, that's Brookhaven. That's where I used to play.
Brookabraw or something like that. I forget the name. But they had a head pro over there for a long time named Jack White, I think it was.
Joe Black was his name.
No, I don't think that was it. But anyway,
it was Joe Black.
Another one named Rick Allen, and he was out there too.
No, that was Raz Allen.
And but I fell in love with the game then, and I'm just happy to be out here. And we're hoping they get that head greenskeeper back out here with his knees on the right way, and he can take over the job again.
Yeah, I've never heard of someone getting their knees put on wrong after knee surgery.
How to make the text on my phone bigger?
Yeah, here, you got to get into. We're not going to do that right now, but get into settings and have your grandson do it or something. What's that?
Nothing.
Oh yeah, what are some of your pet peeves about the game of golf?
I don't know that I have any pet peeves, but
pet peeves, like what gets on your nerves about?
Well, I don't like it when people ride their golf carts right up onto the green.
Yeah,
that bugs me. I don't like it when people don't fix their divots. I think that's not being considerate. And,
yeah, we went over that. Mm-hmm.
And I hate it when people break in at night and set the clubhouse on fire.
Okay, now that's pretty obvious you wouldn't like something like that.
You'd be surprised at how often that happens.
I doubt that happens very often. Well, it's good. What was your name again?
Brent Urbacher.
Okay, Brent. Okay.
Interim greenskeeper out here. And also, if I can plug my website.
Okay.
Stop the Steal 2024.
All right. Okay, Brent. We're going to let you go. But wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate your time.
Okay, we'll see you. Okay, there is a very underdeveloped interim superintendent.
I wish there was somebody else we could talk to out there, but I don't see anybody.
Well,
so,
hang on. How's it going, guys? They're not talking. They actually do work for the crew out here, and they're busy.
All right, very good. Thanks, George. Come on back to the broadcast location when you get a chance. What do you mean we're locked out?
Oh, no. Now we're back in.